Did you get that on
tape?
No.
No.
Okay. So we...
Exciting topic tonight.
Lysainu? I know. I don't know.
I like that. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Last time.
Stick around.
Okay.
Moment or divine?
Well, a little of each together has to do with both a little.
Two for one.
Last time, I just want to mention we had Lysainu a different time, and I came out that it would seem to me that nowadays, when you have stores that sell things for different prices, that all the prices from all the stores are okay. There's no problem of Lysainu. Since then, I saw the Taka, the Rabbonim. I brought some sort of that were machmer on it, but they all go that way. That all, so that it's not so common. You could still have cases of Lysainu even nowadays. If I don't know if there's anything which is totally regulated that everyone has to sell for the same price in the United States. I don't know if there's such a thing. You can't even do that. Okay, so. But the case could be when, let's say, I privately sell something to somebody and it's higher than any store. In other words, I sell a guy something, right, and the thing gets sold in any store and I sell it for more. Okay, anyways, I'm just giving a practical case. And there is another kind of case where you can have Lysainu too. Let's say something which isn't so common to be sold. In order to get sold here and there, like let's say a diamond or something like that, it's not like
peso drugs. These drugs. Yeah. I mean, pharmaceutical drugs were going for $50, and then they raised them up to $1,000.
Oh, you mean the store itself?
They put him in jail.
Oh, you mean if a guy did that? Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, that's a different thing, because if both of you know that it's high and there's no lav of you know. Yeah, it's different issues. The lava we know is when the guy's being gypped.
Yeah, it was selling for $50, now it's selling for $1,000.
No. But he's saying he knows that he's getting ripped off. He's saying he knows he's being ripped off.
Yeah, and even if it isn't, but if the guy knows and he says
he has no prayer.
Okay, that's a different thing.
That's
because
he's
addicted.
Yeah. You need he means for medical reasons.
Oh,
he needs a medication.
So that's a different
to live, and they're just taking advantage.
You need it and you can't be without
right.
it.
Yeah, so that's a different issue.
That's a different issue.
That's not
when he's misleading one the
misleading
price.
Misleading you. Yeah.
Here he's not misleading you, he's just forcing you.
Right, Bakar. Right. Anyways, that's not really what I was... I just want to say, because we did it last time. This time I want to talk like this. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, also, lohoinois es chaveiroi, bein b'mekche, bein b'mimkaroi. You're not allowed to gyp somebody if you're the seller or the buyer. In other words, if I'm buying it and I know I'm gyping him by paying too little, it's or both ways, because that's what it says in the pasuk. V'chi simkeru memker la'misecha, oi konoi mi'ara misecha. Ve'eze mehem she'ino, whoever gyped the other, bein lokech, bein moicher, oiver balav. It's a loisa say of loisaynu, or really it's an al toisa.
I'm sorry, isn't that totally on if the seller thinks it's worth $5? Like, it turned out the famous, where the ceiling was, he thought something was worth $5. It really turned out to be $100.
Okay.
So, isn't it we go boss of what he thought it had value?
Go by the real.
It only had $5 of value?
Oh, you mean when
it
with silver and gold, that thing.
That
you
thing,
mean
yeah.
that the guy didn't know.
Yeah, it was covered
that's,
in,
yeah.
tin, but it was really silver.
Right.
Looked like tin, but silver.
Yeah, well, that's a different thing. Here we're talking about that.
No, but it was. I don't know who.
I know that what you're talking about, right? This Rav Ruderman or somebody used to always say it over in Musar that you see that or that what you think it is, that's how much
right.
your machshavah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't mean that. I mean there was a real. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a something in Hagoy Sashri, I think.
Hagoy
right?
Sashri, right? That's
about that case. Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about for Ainot.
I'm saying, isn't it what the value of the person, what he thinks he owns?
No. It goes by the real value. In other words, if it's really worth a certain amount, and whoever got gypped, the gypper, they're alive. Okay. Yeah. So, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Torah adds in, ve'im hu b'shoigeg, what if he did it by mistake? Hu b'yisr lav, so he was over alav b'shoigeg. Okay? Now that's the big thing. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring those words down. That's the big thing I want to talk about. In other words, meaning, right, I sell whatever it is, pans, yeah, and I thought that I'm selling it for a fair price. I thought that a dollar a pan is fine. I didn't realize that all the stores are only selling it for 75 cents. So it looks like the tour says I just did an Isser B'shoigeg. That's what it looks like the tour is saying. Okay, so, and that is Lamaisa, how Rav Moshe Feinstein and Dibrei Moshe says. Yeah, that's right. That if a person gypped somebody else by mistake, he talked did not vary B'shoigeg. Now, there's a sefer that came out on Hilchos Ayinah. Happens to be somebody that I remember from Eretz Yisrael. He made a sefer. And he paskins that it's not an aver. And he says he has many rishonim that say you're not over anything. Okay? Now, the first part of my chabur is to say I don't think his rais are rais. I want to, but in other words, before we get to his rais, what's the idea that he's trying to say? What he's trying to say is the whole avera of Oinoa is to fool him, like to trick him. You know, that's the mahus of the Avera. So if you're honest, you can't call it that I did the Avera B'shoigeg. I'm not being a Rami. I'm not being Marami, you know. So there's nothing wrong. That's what he, that's how I understand his Havana. But I want to say over his...
He says there's no limit to that.
Right, he holds there's no limit. You're never over an Avera. He wants to be... I don't think you call it a dik, but he says, it says in the Rambam Beferish, Va'afilu lo yoda, sheyesh b'zeh oinah, you must still return the money, because the rule is when there's oinah, you have to return the money. So he wants to say, why did the Rambam afilu? Right, even though no iser has been done, that's how he wants to like stick it into the Rambam. It's not Mariah, but it fits nicely the way, even though I honestly thought that I'm giving you a fair price and I didn't do any loisainu, but monetarily the halacha still remains that I have to return the money.
Could vafil be anything else?
Oh, I would think so. You could say that maybe the whole thing is this, in other words, you may think that all of oinah is only when you do it on purpose. No, the truth is that the lav and the returning the money is even when you do it by mistake. Yeah, you can do it that way too.
You don't get Malchus anyway.
Malchus you don't get here.
So
well, the Nafkamina is, like he says, a Tshuva, of course. But also another thing. How, let's say I'm nervous that maybe it's really 75 cents for the pants, right? So, am I getting into a Suffolk Isser Deraisa? I better be Mavar before I sell those pants, right? Or whatever. I'm selling items in my store, right? So I put up prices, right? I don't know. I think that I'm fair. Is that good enough or no? If you're overpriced, you just did an Isser D'oraisa. You better be Mavar. And so it's going to get to that.
So would you say that all Kachir and all Mazikin, whether it's the Maisa, Ma'ana, or it's the fact that the guy got jipped?
Well, it's special here, because here the Avera is being Marami. So there you can,
what's
I can hear a heter, that's
that
not called merame.
What's that veira being merame? Is it
yeah, right, that's really what we're talking about. Is a veira that lamaise the guy got jit. I don't care about if I'm, intent or no. That's really what we're talking about here. And he's trying to say, no. And he says, it says in the Torah beferish that even b'shoigeg tzalav. He wants to push it off. He wants to say, the tour must have meant that I knew I was jipping you, but I thought I had a heter. I thought I had a heter to do so. I didn't know that it's... I wasn't a big lamb, and I didn't know that it's serving. But his doichik in the Torah, I believe, is a big doichik.
What's the Torah?
The Torah wrote just the im hu b'shaygeg, hu b'iser lav. That's the Torah. So he wants to say, nah, but if you didn't realize it, that it was overpriced, it can't be a lav. The Torah must just mean that I knew it was overpriced, it was a oimer mutter. The reason why I think it's a big doichik, besides for it's a little doichik to say that, is because you're running around by every lav in the tour and saying, and if you do it b'shaygig, you're ever b'shaygig, veist mendach. If you do it b'mezid, you're ever b'mezid. If you do it b'shaygig, you're ever b'shaygig. You don't have to write that down. He's probably writing it to go against what this guy is thinking. That's why he's writing it, to say that even if you don't realize you're overpricing it, it's not no answer. That's probably what he's trying to say. So anyways, he writes there a list, you know, in his sefer. He wrote like a Mishnah Berurah type sefer, you know, like in that format. So he says, he doesn't even bring the tour, just says, and if it's b'shaygig, there's no iser. And then he has in the bottom, Ramban, Chinuch, Tashbetz, Sma, Maharit. Okay, so I looked up every single one to see what it says in these farms. So now I'm going to say over what they are. And I don't think they're right. I think maybe other ways to write. The first one he brings is the Rosh. He brings the Ram. He says the Ram fits in nicely like me, which does fit in nicely like him, but it doesn't fit in terribly the other way either. The Rosh is there's a famous Rosh. The Rosh says we know that if the was less than a sixth, it's famous for sure because you heard it last time. I said it once. the Rosh says that we know that if it's less than a sixth, then you don't get any money back, right? If he overpriced less than a shtus. So the Rosh has his famous question: is that mutter or etz b'diavad? In other words, he was over loisainu, but b'diavad, the guys like Michael. Less than a sixth. Or is it mutter? So this is the words of the Rosh, which the tour, it's printed in the tour, wrote it down from his father. It's in the tour too. The Yireh, and it seems to me, afilu pachas mishtus aser loy lahoinos im yesh bo shave pruta. I would think it's an iser to do it, even if it's under a shtus. If you're gaining one pruta, you know, kivan sheyodeya she'ein mikroy shavekach, since I know that I'm dripping you, that's his big line, right? Because he says, because I know. Okay.
Yeah, that can only be
very exact.
Right. We never buy anything.
And more than that, listen to the whole Rosh, and you'll see. That's Zok the Rosh. Why do I think it's an Avera? Drachmona Omer Al Tainu Bechol Davar Sheish Bo Shivri Mormon. He's here Torah Shelo Yoynas Chaver. Right? The Torah said Lo Sainu. You can't chip it off. Elo. Just how does it? Now he's going to tell you where did this shtus thing come from? Shechachami Mormer Wad Shtus Havi Mechila. Why do Chazal say that up to a sixth is Mechila? Where did they get that from? Lafi Shekenu Derech Mekachu Memkar. Because that's how business works. Right? We can't, neither of us know exactly how much it costs. So the world is Michael to the sixth. Okay? So, but if I do know the exact amount, and you don't, so then in that case, it is an Aveira. Okay, that's the way he explains it. Then he writes, oi, or maybe no, maybe the it's really mutter. Shema kivin the derech mekach memkar bekach, since that's normal business to go up till six. So memela, maybe it's even mutter. Okay,
even
if I do know, right? He's not sure. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it writes both. He says it's safek, and Yirei Shemaim should be mach. I don't know. I mean, it's a shayla of a lav deraisa here. The lashon it says is Yirei Shemaim should be machmer. That's the words of the Shulchan Aruch.
What do you have to give back?
The Rosh has been fair. You don't have to give back for sure.
The bucky.
Even the bucky. It's only a question, because that's fierce in the Gemara. Even if you're a Bucky, you don't give back less than a sixth. But he wants to know if it's mutter or asr. So now let's think about what he's saying. He's saying the idea behind less than a sixth came from what? Because people know that it's too hard to know exactly. So they're Michael. Now, what case is that referring to? When I do know or I don't know? I don't know. That's the whole point. The basis of the whole mechila is in a case. I understand you. Listen, I'm not expecting you to know exactly, and I don't expect neither guy expects the other guy to know exactly. So we're Michael. So the real mechila case is in a case where neither of us know. Now, how then does it turn out that even when I do know, let's say I really do know, so then it is a lav, he says. But still, the mechila applies that I can't get my money back. How did that happen?
It's only if the other person doesn't know.
Well, obviously, if we both know, then there's no
not
at all.
He doesn't know what you know.
Oh, exactly. It works because he doesn't know why I know. So mainly, he's not going to start making conditions. I don't know, so I'm mechila, right? But the real mechila is for the case when Taka, the other guy, doesn't know. And the difference is like this. That if both of us don't know at all, right, we both... So then, of course, I meichel you on even doing it. Because that's the whole point. I understand you don't know, so I'll let you do it. So you're not going to get a lot, right? If you do know, why should I go meichel you to do it? I'm not going to let you meichel you that much, right? I'm going to say, listen, if you know, don't jip me. If you already jip me, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to meichel you because I'll never know. So, b'diavad, I'll be meichel you. But avada, I'm going to, between you and Hashem, I'm not meichel you. I'm not going to meichel you until it already happened. So, memela, that's the whole idea behind the rush. So, of course, the rush had to say that the aver is when I know. Because if it's less than a sixth and I don't know, that's the classic thing where I'm totally meichel. Meaning it's a meichel rush, not a ikra din rush. Avada, the rush agrees that if I jipped you by a full sixth or more than a sixth, then where there's no meichel at all, then even if I did it by mistake, I'm going to get an aver by mistake, like Tur said. The rush is only talking about under a sixth where there's this whole meichel thing. Seems to me very simple and clear. So I think the rush, if anything, is a proof the other way. It's only when it's meichel. So that's his first marmok. Then he says, Ramban. So the Ramban is in the Chumash. He's on the following question. A very good Pashapshat question. We all know in Mishnayis, in Gemara, there's no anah by Karkois. Right? No anah by Karkois. Now, just the Shulchan Aruch brings this thin, it's just there's a machlekes. The Ramah has two dayas about if it's double priced, then some say already it is a bitul mekach. But for sure, up to double priced is not, So the Ramban has a very nice kasha. He says, look in the Chumash. V'chi simkru mimkor la'amisecho oi konoi miyar amisecho al toino ishasachid. Okay, so the Gemara says that was metaltlin you were selling there. Because it's from hand to hand, it's something that you're moving. Then the next pasuk, b'mispar shonim achar hayoivel tikne mesa mesecha, b'mispar tvois, lefi roiv hashonim, what's all that? That's selling fields. And then, after that, it finishes up, v'loisa unishesa misa. So, Frekter Ramban, what's going on over here? I thought there's no oino on ground. So, but we're talking about fields. So the Ramban says, the first thing you're going to have to say is a doichik. He says, you're going to have to say in a chanami. The pasuk is switching subjects from one pasuk to the next. Like each pasuk has nothing to do with the other. First it says, if you're selling things from hand to hand, don't do oino. Then it says another. If a guy is selling a field, it goes by the month of years till yayim. No oino on this pasuk. And then the third pasuk, which says, v'lo yisayinu yisha samisai, then anyways, he brings the Gemara. The Gemara says, why does it say two times not to do an awe? The answer is, it's oinos devarim. So, it's three psukim, lo karv zeitzol zeh. Dorton is, Toplin is oinos. Middle is saying they should sell with the tvois, and then oinos devarim. That's his first mahalach. Then he.
So what's the middle pasuk referring to then?
Just about stam, the prices of fields as far as mekartos goes. Like, in other words, if I sold
just
it to
the
you.
Double.
Just
the din of the double.
Just the domim, not no loy saints. Yeah, that's the whole thing. Now, I'll just say a beautiful thing, which is such a nice thing. I don't know why he doesn't say it. The Eben Ezel says, I have a much easier answer for you. I could make the psukim go much smoother. Why is there no enough by ground? So it says in the Gemara, because ground is worth any amount. You can't give people. Right, and the real estate could just go up depending on. There's no set value. Okay. So he says, if so. Excuse me? Pidyon. What do you mean, pidyon? This is by sales, not Kedusha. In this pasuk, we're not up to the Hekdesh part yet. So he says, a pashuty thing. He says, but what if you jip the guy as far as how many years it is to Yovel? Right? The guy doesn't have the cheshbon right. He doesn't know when it's Yovel. So you tell him it's this many years, right? And you sell it for more. Then you should be Yovel Loisainu, even on grounds.
It's not a person Ruchayim Tlurachem he doesn't know how many years there is.
Uh-huh. Well, there's no such heter on robbery and ribbis and that just because the guys are shaita. You know what I mean? So he's saying, so what you don't, you can make it good. You can say that the loisainu, okay, first it says metatl, that's even on the price, and then by the ground, it could be on the case with the amount of years. Okay, whatever, the Ramban doesn't say that.
That wouldn't even be on any amount, it's not totally in shtus. That's like selling. I'm selling you three, and I only deliver two.
Right.
So
that's what he's really saying. Yeah. You mean maybe it's not so simple that it is even called Aino. Maybe
right,
that's not Aino. It
doesn't have the Gedarma.
Doesn't have the real Gedarma. No. Right. Maybe that's what's not so posh here. Right. Because if you do a regular kachtos, you're not even Aino.
Right.
It's just tam no sale. I hear. So maybe I hear. Look and see if he talks. I hear. So Ramban Taka says you have to split it up into three separate things. Then the Ramban says, I'll tell you better pshat. I'll tell you like this, that really the lav of Oino does apply to ground, as far as the lav goes. Okay, now here I'll read you what he says. Ani choyshev oid svar. First pshat I said over. 3 seconds. Psukim, they don't have no shach. I think of another story. Shavadai hama'anes chaver ladas. Here you go again. That's his word. Avade, if you do oino on a person knowingly, oiver balav, you get the lav. Bain be metaltalin, bain be karkois. Even if it's metaltalin or karkois. Okay. Shabohen diber al-kosif, because the pasuk is referring to fields. Al toinu ishas achiv be misper shanim achar hayoivel. So I'm thinking a svara that you get a lav even by ground. Umize bilvad miyatu akarkois. And the whole mir of land is as far as returning the money. Lefi shaino bohem afilu bi'aser mishtus. Because even if I jip him over a sixth, mechila, people are moichel by land. Kamoishu mechila bi metaltlin bepachas mishtus. Just like we know that people are meichel less than a shtus when it comes to movable. Aval pishu aser lahoinois kain ladas. Again, he writes the word ladas. Even though avade, you can't jip a person under a six ladas. Because by these two things, people are meichel you. But avada, you can't do it. And memela, now it's good the order the psukim is smooth. There is a loisainu, the lav applies to ground. And applies to metaltalin, and the whole thing that we have in Shas, Eino, Likarkois, is only talking about that B'dievid, once it was done, you don't get your money back because he's Meichel. Okay? So
same
I'm sure you,
rush.
Same answer.
Same
exact thing as the Rush. Okay? Because he's talking about these two cases, the case of the Karka, which is Mechila, and the case of the under a six, which is Mechila. So in these two cases, it's true that if I didn't know better, I wouldn't get an aver because he'd be Meichel me on that too. Same thing. Okay, so there, that's the end of his Rosh and the end of his Ramban. And then down with that goes his next two, because all they are the Chinuch and the Tash Bates, who just copied down the Rabban word for word. So there you go. Four are finished. Okay.
So where do we know that supposedly there's no one knows by Karma?
From a Mishnah. Because the Mishnah. So the Ramban says the Mishnah is about the returning the money. In other words, even though the usual halacha is that starting from a sixth, you have to return the money, but by the karka, you don't return the money. And the Ramban saying the reason is because he's Meichel. So all the Meichel cases are not right. Now he comes with another one. Maybe I will. I know him, so maybe I will, really. I'm thinking of it. They're what? I can't prove that far. I can just say that he's always saying Midas by Mechila cases. I can't say that what he would hold if it was not a Mechila case, for sure, but you can't see anything. If I have to take a bet, I would say, yeah, he only holds it by Mechila. That's why he's saying the Midas. Because since he's backing himself, he's saying, I'm saying it's Mechila, and you still got an Aveira. So you're going to catch me, right? You're going to say, you're saying it's Mechila, and it's still an Aveira. But if he's Mechila, why is it an Aveira? So he's saying, no, because of Midas. Since I know, he's not going to be Mechila me to do it. So it sounds more, noite, that it's only in these cases. But in a case where he's totally not Meichel, then of course I'm over even Shalom Midas. I would be noita, but I wouldn't be able to say it's Muchach in the Ramban. More noita that way.
I mean, Muchach to the extent that he even mentions that it has to be Midas.
Right, it fits in.
Yeah, but if you didn't have, if you B'Shege, it would be the same Isser, which by Karka, there's no money differential, so then he should be talking about a Shege case.
Yeah, so but that's clear that in a karka case, if it was a shogeg case, it would be mutter. That's for sure what he holds. But the reason seems to be because he'll be meichel me, right?
But you do see that the whole avera, based on the Ramban and others, is midas, meaning even though there was no jipping because he was mochel, so there's no real Meiser Isser was not done because the guy Mochel, still, if it's Midas and he meant to jip and he did,
then he's not Mochel. That's how it's.
The guy is Mochel, right?
The money. But he's not Mochel that I should do it.
Right, okay. But you see, it's all based on intent.
Well,
It's all based on intent. You don't even need a Meiser of jipping.
Well, the way I'm saying is that this way. The pshat is like this. The maisa itself. Yeah, but I don't hear a riot to that. Because the pshat's like this. The avera is jipping, whether you have any intent, I don't care what you're thinking. The honest, not honest, finished avera. The only way you could get out of the avera is if the guy's pashat meichel. That's the only way to get out of there. So now, we have to figure out, is the guy a meichel or not? So we have two cases where people are moichel, under a six, or kark. So in these things, the guy's moichel. So we say like this, how far is he going to be moichel? Is he going to be moichel me to even do it? Or he's going to say, I'm not going to let you do it. Why should I be such a fool to let you jip me? Once you did it, I'll moichel. So the answer is like this, if you're an honest guy and you don't know any better, so why shouldn't I already meichel you from before? Why do I have to machshel you in aver b'shoigig for what? There's no earthly purpose for me to do that. So I'll meichel you. You're fine. If you don't know, you don't know. Finished. But in a case where you know, of course I don't want to meichel you before. Hopefully that will stop you. So I'm not going to meichel you before you jit me. If it already happened, I meichel, because what am I going to do about it anyways? I'll never be able to prove what's in your heart. So now I'm meichel. Okay. Right. So that's the same thing over there. We say he's Meichel afterwards. It's the same mamish. That's a good example of the same thing. We say that Pachas Mifruta is Meichel, but after he did it. Why am I only Meichel you after? Push it. Why? I want people L'chapchila stealing from me. Halavai, you'll be stopped from Davir. But once you did it, Shaina Meichel. That's like the same idea over here. But that's all if the guy's doing something bad to me. So why should I michel you before and let you do things to me? But if you don't know, right, so why should I first make you do an aver and michel you afterwards? But that's all if I'm being michel. But if I'm not being michel, we don't see one word of anything.
When you say jiffy pakaka, do you know what the terrorist says? The label issues or stam?
The Rambam means stam jipping, right. Well, shtus issues, exactly, right.
Okay, so.
And Agav Urcha, the Ramban was one of those who said even less than a shtus you get an aveir.
Everything.
He's mamish fully machmir. The Rosh holds any oino on anything in the world is an Isser Deraisa. That's what he holds.
Well, it has a shar, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a different thing, right? If the price has a range, then there's no oino because everything's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you raise the thing of Karkos, the possibility that because temporary, you're saying people are moichel for more. So then what about there's affluent times, there's depressions.
Right.
In a depression, people are much likely to be moichel on much less, even 10% or 5%. And in affluent times, they're able to be moichel on 20%, not just 17%. Why don't they take that into consideration?
I mean, the din doesn't change.
Think of whether you're moichel. I would think in a depression, people are moichel.
You're really asking is, how come we don't see what B'nai Adam are moichel?
So then you're already showing you're setting a precedent.
Really, you're asking, you can't say always everyone's going to do this moichel. You got to see in the makom, in the shah, and everything. But I'm saying it's kolodim. It sounds like the pshat is now already. It doesn't make a difference.
Right,
that's what it seems like. That I was wondering, does it really mean that really the people are moichel, or the chachamim already made it a rule? Because of
that was the usual.
Yeah.
Are they excited not to know that there are going to be different times later on?
No,
that makes sense.
Yeah. Avada they.
It's all the shiur of Chazal.
Yeah.
This is what you're moichel on.
Well, you have to know what they're going to do.
Somebody screams that he's not moichel on a Pachsim Shabbat Prover. It doesn't matter.
Okay, you have to know.
That's why they said it so low. Because in any time, it falls for show, you don't know it's going to be. But a 6% and 17% is a big thing.
Okay. I don't know. You have to figure out why the Chacham did it that way. I don't know. You have to know more. It could be there's a lot of more things to say. And there's like a lot of cases where maybe even in any time it's very unclear what's a fair price for things. Even in any time.
The Muslim government, isn't it that you're talking about is that a place that not allowed to say that we're going to be opposite by Eleanor?
You want
there
to
is
know?
No Malchus. There's no Malchus.
Well, Malchus we'll get to at the end of the whole finger. There isn't Malchus on Oino, but you have to know why.
But it's because of Mechila?
No, nothing to do with Mechila. Even when the guy wasn't Meichel, they don't get Malchus. Nitik L'Asei, that's one of the reasons.
Because
Nitin L'Asei.
It's
like Nitik L'Asei, right. It's like Nitik L'Asei. Yeah, that's right. Oh, so now comes another Rai. He brings a sma. The sma says that even though we paskin einoino lekarkois, still the Maharshal says that it's no different than einoas dvorim. If you cheat a person on an apartment or something, right? Even if you say that mitzad the money, it's too bad, right? But it's no different than einoas dvorim. And you still got a law for cheating a person on a piece of land. you're cheating a person. It's like Onas Devarim, and you get a law for that. And the Smafir Zois, if you knew that you were chipping it. So he says, you see, the Sma said, it's only if you knew. Oh. Now here, I hold, this was Lefum Riata, a very big error, that rabbi. Because there's two different lavin. He's jumping.
thought he's looking for a raya that the other way.
He's trying to bring rice that if you don't know, it's mutter. His shita is that you're only over when you realize you're jipping the person. I'm the one who says, like the tour, that even b'shoigeg you get an avir. And all those proofs that they fell off because that was when he's meichel. But not, and his thing is, no, if you don't know, you don't get any avir. So he says, you see, it says in the Sma that if I jip the person on a piece of karka, right? I sold him an apartment for extra $50,000. I tricked him. So even though monetarily there's nothing too bad on him, but I get an Avera of Oinos Devorin if I knew. But if I didn't know, if I was honest, I just chipped you $50,000, mutter. So you see, that's his proof. So I kind of, no shaykhis. There's two labs.
That's the pshat with the show begin.
Yeah, here, it's good. If you don't know, then you're in good shape. But why? Because there's two labs, right? The Gemara says, Al Tainu and Loi Sainu. Al Tainu is for a mominus. And then there's an Isser to hurt people. Now the Sma says, you can't use Al Tainu here. It's ground. Instead, but I'm going to say it's Oinos Dvar. Now, you're opening up a new question. Oinos Dvar, hurting a person with words. What's the rules of that aver? Is that intentional? How about if somebody hurts somebody with words by mistake? Had no intention to hurt the guy, and the guy ended up getting hurt. Did he get an aver b'shoigik? So I would say, yeah, okay, you have a right from this mat to that's not an avera, but you can't go applying that to the other one. One is a monetary thing, one's a... Okay, so now I want to open that up a little bit. That's an interesting shayla, right? If a person said something to somebody and the guy got embarrassed or hurt, and the guy had no intention whatsoever to do it, and it just happened, did he do aver b'shoigeg, or it's not an aver? Okay. No. Like the guy said something, and somehow it hurt him. He got embarrassed. I'll give examples from in a minute.
It's almost like the din of busha. Right, like busha chichavim.
Okay, for the money part. For the money, right. So how about the aver? Okay, so he brings, in this sefer himself, he has a raya. This raya I think you could clear about. It says like this. There's a case in the Gemara of Lo Yisayinu. What the story? A guy, wheat dealers, come to me. Do you know where you can do some schayer with wheat? So I said, yeah, sure, go to down the street. The Darton, this guy. So they come to the guy, and they knock on the door. You both will still? Wheat? What? Why are you coming here for wheat? So now that's loisayin. Now there's a machlekes, what was the loisayin? Rashi says, you just embarrassed or hurt the balabos. Because, what are you making me into a wheat dealer? I'm not a wheat dealer. I don't know whatever I am. Kesem Mishnah says different. No, you're embarrassing the guys knocking on the door because they look like a fool. Okay.
In the bar, they must have busted.
What's that? Okay. Rashi has his thing. Okay. So let's stick with Rashi. Okay. So Rashi says, now, what if the guy says, in all honesty, I really thought you sell wheat? Okay. So I was told that or whatever, in all honesty. So I didn't do anything wrong. So it says, if Hashem knows if you was honest or not honest. So he says, but you see from Rashi that if you hurt the guy without unknowingly, then that's you didn't do anything wrong. That's what he wants to prove out of that Rashi. So you see that if you hurt a guy unknowingly, you didn't do anything wrong. So I'm not sure if that Rashi is a solid Rashi, because you have to understand exactly what's hurting the guy. Why is he getting hurt? I could understand very well what he's why he's getting hurt is because he sees that his this that guy is staring me and trying to do shtick on me. That's what's hurting him. He's not hurting that. If let's say he really knew that I didn't mean anything. He's not etzem embarrassed. So a guy thought I sell wheat because somebody misinformed. And that's not embarrassing. So the pshat is that what's going on over here is saying, I didn't embarrass you. I really thought that you sell wheat. So you want to make up in your head that I meant it? That you're embarrassing yourself. Huh. Right? In other words, that's what Rashi means. That's not a good example. That's an example where the guy has no reason to be embarrassed. And if he would believe me, he would stop being feeling bad. He wouldn't be hurt at all. He just doesn't want to believe me, so I can't help you. You know, if you don't want to believe me, then I really didn't know. Right? So that's. But how about when it really, taka, the guy has the right to be embarrassed. But I just didn't know better. So I have an example of that. I want to bring a right for that case. They, like this. It says in the Rambam, by Onos Devorim, that if there's a person that doesn't know about this certain inyan, right, and a dvar chachma is being asked, and there's a person that doesn't know about this chachma, right, and you go and say, nu vazaks du. So that's loisayinu. That's the example the Rambam gives. Okay, so now in that case, it's obvious that the guy, the Rambam says, he didn't know. It seems like I know he didn't know. Okay, so you shouldn't do that. Now, what's halacha if I had no idea? I thought the guy does know. Right? And there's a meeting or whatever it is, right? And I thought this guy knows. And I say, well, what's, you know, and the guy gets embarrassed. So now, did I do an avir b'shoinig? So I want to be a shtickle raya. Let's see if you hold this raya. I want to bring a raya that he didn't do an avir. Why? Because there's a Gemara in Shabbos. It says that Reb Chiya told, I think, Rab, I don't remember the names. He said, don't ask Rebbe a question out of the Masechta we're learning. Because he might not know, and then he'll get embarrassed. Now, that halacha in the Rambam is in Hilchas Talmud Torah on Kvod Rabbi. That you're not allowed to do that to your Rebbe. Mashma to me, that it's a special thing by a Rebbe, but you would be allowed to do that if it wasn't your Rebbe. It's like, it's part of Hilchus, it's not Hilchus Mevayish Chaveri. So that sounds to me a shtickle raya, that then it wouldn't be an Avera. Maybe it's not such a good thing to do, right? I'm saying, but it's not an Avera. Is that a good raya or not a good raya? Fine, okay, but I'm saying if it's not Rabbi, right? You go over to the guy.
The opposite. The
Rebbe,
yes, the Talmud.
Right. Exactly. And then the Talmud might get embarrassed. Right? So is that an Aveir?
Never happened. I never met a Rebbe that didn't ask me because
he was
going to be embarrassed.
You don't know what it's
called. You don't know what the Rebbe's Kavana was.
It's not such a Raya.
Not such a Raya, okay.
No,
because
this Rebbe knew Kol HaTorah, right?
Yeah.
So it might have been that he wasn't holding it so he wouldn't have it off his fingertips.
I mean,
so
you get
a little embarrassed by that. So just be careful about his cover.
Maybe it's not really such a big embarrassment, you mean. So for another person, it wouldn't be as, like, embarrassment so much, you mean.
It's not
a big embarrassment. Oh, you mean like this
he
whole
embarrassment. He would be embarrassed, but not because of meaning, you don't want to set your Rebbe up to be embarrassed. Not that he would be, because he probably wouldn't be, because he'll probably know it. But
can you do that? How are you explaining, why could I do that if it wasn't my Rebbe? Let's say I have the exact same setup, right? He's not my Rebbe.
Because there's no expectation that he necessarily knows it.
Okay, but if you would have...
somebody asks him, do you know this? And he says, I don't know.
Okay, you see in the Rambam, Beferish, that this embarrasses people, because the Rambam gave an example in Loisainu, right? When the Rambam has this as an example, he says, what's the example of Loisainu? You're sitting down in a place, and you go, and a certain question, and you say, you know it?
That's
right?
Because there's an expectation that people sitting there knew this.
Okay.
So, you know, everybody, a bunch of experts come together, and they're discussing a particular thing.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, the guy doesn't know the aleph beis. So, what are you doing here?
You're right. So it's okay. Right. So now let's take that same exact thing, and we'll switch it. That I thought that he was a talking expert and he was going to know it. And it turned out he didn't, and he got embarrassed. So now, did I get an aveir? By mistake. So I'm trying to make a diuk. No. In other words, because the over here it is a Rebbe. And you're telling me, like, and he's going to get embarrassed, right? And the reason I'm not allowed to do this to this Rebbe is because I'm supposed to give kavod to my Rebbe. Why do I need to be in nechusay to that? That I have to give kavod to my Rebbe. I shouldn't do it. I'm not allowed to embarrass anybody like that. Okay.
Maybe the case today. Because when you tell somebody he's embarrassed, abkadekach, let us say, that he goes and he commits suicide, and you tell me that he's not. And I didn't know.
Well, that's...
I'm not responsible.
No.
I told you, because I didn't know that it would do it.
No, then you're a grammy guy.
But I didn't know.
Depends what you did. If you did something innocent.
You're saying the blanket statement. That I'm not... If I don't know, then
maybe.
I'm not
McLean. If it really was no reason...
Then I have no responsibility.
Well, I don't. There's a lot of levels after being over the mlav mamish, and I'd say
there are cases that a person is so embarrassed that
sure you see in the Gemara cases
radical things.
Yeah.
So saying that you're not responsible for your actions.
Well, that's I hear. I found it mean a shamayim. There's other cheshbonos that you can't do things even if there's no official law. But
is that what we're saying here?
That's why I'm trying to know. Right? Are you really over the lav? Well, he's saying, are you over the lap?
Why this is embarrassment is a function of the person knowing or not knowing. His case is a different case. But this is a function of knowing or not knowing. Right? So is a person mukhif to know everything? Am I mukhif to know that he knows everything? I'm asking him.
Okay, well, are you saying that the guy...
Of that person knows. There's an expectation that you would not put your Rebbe into that position. That's a separate category. But anybody else?
Okay, well, let's put it very simply. Let's say the guy went ahead and he asked the Rebbe the question and he got embarrassed. Okay? What aveir did that guy get for doing that? Did he just get the aveir of covet of his Rebbe, or he got the aveir of Lysenu? That's really what I'm trying to figure out. So it looks to me like he got the aveir of covet of his Rebbe. But he didn't get the aveir of Lysenu. Why didn't he? Lamaisa, he embarrassed the person.
Maybe he gets both.
Okay, but that's my dik a little bit, because the Rambam didn't bring it as such, you know? The Rambam brought it as covered Rebbe.
That's his house, too. It's Lysan is for sure.
Okay, well, where is that part? That doesn't say that. That's missing there.
But Rebbe allowed to ask his Talmud, like, what's the pshat, if he's trying to teach him.
Yeah, because that, the Rambam says, beferish, a Rebbe can embarrass a Talmud to help him learn, to make him, to get him... Says the Rambam Beferish. You can embarrass his Talmud in order to get him to learn more.
Right, but is that an Asi Dochalosa
say? I don't think so. It's like it's like Rabbi Chanan has this famous rule that all Binam Lachaveris are because they are destructive, but when they're constructive, that isn't the law. You know, like he says, the same thing. How do you allow to hit somebody to make him learn more or whatever? Well, so he says, because that's not a law when it's for a constructive thing. So to Ellis, it's not called the aver. So like he says, how do Nevi'im ever embarrass people with Teichacha? If it's needed, yeah.
Why do we get say Rosano is an Achkamin if it's Bemezim with the Shogay? How do we know that?
All Miswara. Right, it's only svara. It's not from any limud here. So what I'm trying to get at is like this: as far as monetarily, if you jip someone, I want a taina that the ikar is the tour. That's what Moshe says. If you jipped him, you jipped him. If you did it by mistake, you didn't realize. So b'shegi, you did an aveira. It's a monetary thing, unless he's meichel. In those cases, where we say he's meichel. When it comes to hurting somebody, and you had no intention at all of hurting the person, there, okay, you might have a sma who says that then it's not an avera. You might have this Rambam is mashma that if you had no intention to embarrass him, it's not an avera. That's a different lav. That's the point of what I'm trying to say.
But maybe that's an onus. Why is Rabbi saying it's a shogeg?
Okay, so then, but if it's an oines, that must mean because it's extremely uncommon, right?
Yeah.
So then why would I not be allowed to do for a Rebbe? Then if it's an oines, I'm saying we're talking about...
No, he's saying it's covered rabba.
Oh, and covered requires me to even worry about oines?
Yeah, well, covered makes you, yeah. Even.
I hear. So I had that, and possibly maybe you can get out like that. It's talking about a case where it's extremely not shchiach that he won't know the answer. So as far as any other avera, it would be allowed because you can rely that it almost very not shchiach. But the covered shows that you should worry about any little possible thing.
Right.
Maybe. I hear. Maybe. I'm not like so sure that it's so loishchiach. Rabbi Yudah Nasi maybe, but the Rambam is by a Rebbe, you know.
Okay,
the Rambam is not Rabbi Yudah.
Excuse me? A Rebbe is Malachi Asharis.
Okay. Okay, he has to give covered like Malachi Asharis.
So you got to be super careful.
I hear. So maybe, and the Rambam is only talking about, maybe, even a case like that. Maybe. Okay. I hear. Maybe. Maybe.
Where do you see that Lozon abides of the Rhyme with Busha? But where do we jump to Busha instead of
Bidvarim? Instead of what?
Instead of just like the son of my mom is there's an attempt to jip someone. So there's Lozon who has to also mean to
Where does the jump to Busha? I think what you're saying is how did the word change its meaning? Yeah, which is a nice question. And you see clearly what's the case is given in the Gemara, right? He says to a person, Zuchor Masecha Harishainim, like things that are mean, right? So how did the word change meaning? It bothered me. I just want to mention, once you ask the question, I guess I'm going to have to stop. I'll just say over this interessante Karbonaren, this bothered him, the Karbonaren on Teres Kahanim, and he says a very interessante Zach. In a chenami, if a person straight out hurts somebody, it's other averes. It's something. The case, all those cases in the Gemara mean that he was doing tricky things, and he was like tricking him and embarrassing him. Like the guy was trying to pretend like he's giving the guy mussar and telling him, "Remember what you did. You have to be careful not to do it again." And he's doing it all as a trick to Mvaish the guy. And all those, and because he, Kanir, was bothered by Yerushalayim, well, I thought I know it means tricking. So how did the word change? So he, Taka, learns Lifi Tuma. He doesn't even say, he says, where's the trick here? Like he was Pasha, says, oh, that was the trick. But otherwise, you have to say, Taka, the word is, you have to know how to translate the word that should mean both things together. Like you mean diminishes money or he diminishes COVID? I hear.
Can I ask it?
Yeah.
So last we talked about when you have six people in daven.
Oh yeah.
Didn't daven, so
yeah.
The deer shoe brings down.
Yeah.
Change it up. Shalos. Balam Safa Otvar. Ibn Moshe at first says that it's not feels like tzibur, although then later on in a different tshuva in Lamed he says that it is. That it is. And he's blabbed by Tzarchian. The Emek Bracha says that it is. The Mizchas Yitzchak says it's Tzvi Tzibur. And he's Machiach from the Rambam. So there are
Talmud that say that it is Tzvi Tzibur.
Maybe Moshe starts out not, but he starts that's not, but then he says later, but then there are those. He's Muslim then. In a different, later on, two years later. In Laman. Chavches, it says no, and then he's not sure.
I have your Rav Shlomo Zalman in my room, and you have underlined over there about this.
Yeah.
and you can take it whatever you want.
We said from Rav Yosef, Ashrei Ha'ish.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to show you clearly says about the
Yotzer. He said you should skip.
Yes.